Listen to part of a conversation between a student and her professor.
Hi, Professor Plummer. Do you have a minute?
Sure, Liz. Sit down. I'm just finishing up the latest online self-test for class. There, now. Just this, and great. It's ready for you. Are you finding the online stuff helpful?
Actually, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Well, I was wondering, have there been problems with the site lately?
Problems? What do you mean?
Well, I haven't been able to do the last quiz. I mean, I can get on the site, but it's so slow. It's really frustrating. There's like a delay with everything I type.
A delay?
Yeah, I don't see the letters immediately as I type them, like I do in a word processing document, for instance. And then all of a sudden, they'll show up, the letters, in a group. It's so disconcerting. I end up making a lot of mistakes that way. It's like talking and hearing your words delayed rather than as you say them. You know what I mean? Hasn't anyone else complained?
No, Liz, no one has. And I was just online myself with the final run-through of the latest test. I didn't have any problems at all.
I really need these self-tests and all the other stuff you've been putting online. It's really useful, Professor. I don't know what to do now. Why am I the only one having trouble?
Well, Liz, maybe you have a virus.
I thought about that, but I've been running an antivirus program all the time I'm on my computer.
What about spyware and adware? Do you have a program for that?
Well, sure, my antivirus program.
I doubt it, Liz. Most antivirus programs aren't set up to look for spyware or adware. You need a separate program for that. There are several good ones out there.
And that spyware, adware stuff, it could make my computer act funny?
Sure could. The people who make these nuisance programs should be shut down. If you ask me, it's an unethical business practice to sneak them onto people's computers. The problem you're describing makes me think this might be what's happening, especially if you were able to access the online site before without any problems.
Yeah, I was. That's why I was so sure it had to be something with your site rather than with my computer. I log on one night and it's fine. The next night, it just doesn't work. Guess I'd better stop by the computer store and get an anti-spyware program, huh?
Well, first I'd recommend taking your computer to the computer help desk and having it checked out to be sure this is the problem. They usually know their stuff.
Right. That's a good idea. Thanks a lot, Professor.
Good luck, Liz.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer.